It's astonishing to think that clock time wasn't aligned until the 1850s. Until then, the right time in Dover and Falmouth, for example, differed by 25 minutes, the west enjoying a later sunrise and sunset. It didn't really matter. Local communities set their schedules and their timepieces by the town hall or the church clock. What changed things? The railways. Allowing people to connect from train to train seemed like a good idea, and the first UK railway timetable showing how this could work appeared in 1839. The fundamental flaw in the plan was an unsynchronised Britain. The following year, the Great Western Railway succeeded in keeping to the same time along its routes by means of electronic signals sent from Greenwich. Railway time therefore became London time, and London time started to run along the tracks, connecting Carlisle, Lancashire, the South East, and the Midlands. There was a surprising amount of opposition to synchronised time. Dr. Alfred Haviland published a pamphlet called Hurried to Death, where he warned of the health issues of overstudying a timetable and the exertion brought on by the time-conscious passenger running to catch a planned departure. And there was revolt against things controlled by London too. Public clocks appeared with an additional minute hand, one pointing to London time, the other defiantly to local time. But railway time alignment didn't just allow people to make train connections. Steam whistles had been used on locomotives since the 1830s, their plaintive linear cries a mournful counterpoint against the percussive ostinato of piston and track carried for miles. With the new regularity and consistency of the trains, steam whistles now became the iconic suburban timepiece, and part of the rhythm of life.